Nearly 13 years after undergoing a life-saving liver transplant, longtime New West resident Chuck Puckmeyer was part of the Operation Popcorn crew that visited BC hospitals to give thanks to the healthcare teams that make organ donation and transplants possible. The former city councillor and MLA was in critical liver failure when he underwent a life-saving liver transplant at Vancouver General Hospital in January 2009. On December 6, he was among 85 volunteers who delivered popcorn to 28 hospitals across BC. The health professionals in critical care units and operating rooms across the province provide unwavering care and compassion to organ donors and their families at a very difficult time, BC Transplant Executive Director Eric Loon said in a news release. Their efforts result in hundreds of patients each year having their lives saved or improved through organ donation and transplant. For the past 31 years, transplant recipients, living donors and families of deceased donors deliver festive packages of popcorn to hospitals around BC and share their personal stories with healthcare staff. The campaign is their reminder of the people whose lives have been impacted through the work of health professionals supporting organ donors at the end of life. Because of a family's unselfish gift, I had my heart transplant in December 2002. I have enjoyed a life with my family with so many wonderful years that I would not have had otherwise, said Eunice Barriga, who delivered popcorn to OR and ICU teams at St. Paul's Hospital, the very hospital where she received her heart transplant 20 years ago. Operation Popcorn means so much because it gives me the opportunity to say, thank you, to the healthcare team for all they have done and continue to do. For more information on becoming a donor and helping save lives, visit www.transplant.bc.ca. In this season of giving, British Columbians are encouraged to take 2 minutes to register as an organ donor at www.take2minutes.ca, said a news release from the province and BC Transplant. You can give hope to the more than 500 people and their families waiting for the call that will change their lives.